The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Episode 18, Rock Solid Radio Show, live from the Rock House, doing it in your ear hole every week. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Ubiquitous, back up in you with my girl, Dr. Tam.
Fuck Pac Bell, move to Sky Pager.
And my boy, Ty Digger.
Yo, this is Ty Digger. Fuck you, Hampton. No subliminals. Hollering you the real HU. We heard you, niggas. Fuck you, Institute. We coming, dog. We coming.
Yes, indeed. So, Howard University, Hampton Institute. I'm sorry, Hampton University.
Hampton Community College.
Stop! Don't do that. That's not very nice. There's some very fine individuals who have come through that institute.
Even DeVry Institute is
Shut up!
DeVry College now?
Lost colony looking ass niggas.
You know what?
Jamestown settlement face ass motherfuckers.
13th grade. Yeah. No, just playing. No, Howard Hampton football happens later this, well, by the time you guys hear this, this week, upcoming weekend. So I think we should, y'all, what y'all feel about a road trip?
I'm low key with it.
I'm down.
Can you go?
I mean, I would have to
Will your kids be able to, you know?
They would just have to survive. Deal. Yeah, they would just have to deal. Mommy's going to do mommy things.
All right.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, yeah, Hampton, the Rock is coming. Holla! Nah. What's going on, y'all?
Not much, man. Not much. But this week has been crazy. A lot. Emotionally, it's been a lot this week, man. Like,
yeah,
like on many fronts and many platforms.
Yeah, I'm like never about to watch TV again. Like, it's like everything I watched, loved growing up, a star or an actor or executive, had been touchy feely, to put it mildly.
You know, someone said on Twitter, and I wish I knew who it was, so I could give them credit, but someone said, you know, 2016 was the year that all your favorites died, and 2017 is the year that all your favorites are getting canceled. And, like, that's really real, because it's just like you said, like, anyone that you had some stock in or be like, yeah, that's my dude, like, it's like, that dude did such and such and such.
But here's, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Like, they had a list of, like, actors who, like...
Actors, directors, producers. Like,
who has been inappropriate. And I'm like, yo, these people play in a lot of shit that I actually enjoy. And
wait, did you see what Brett Ratner did to sexually harass Ellen Page? Because you know Ellen Page is gay.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked together on, like, one of the X-Men movies, I think. And this was, like, when she was young. She was, like, 18 years old. And so she herself, she definitely hadn't come out at that point. She herself wasn't sure about her own sexuality. And he said something, it's like this woman standing next to her, like, yeah, you should fuck her so she can realize that she's a lesbian. Like, seriously?
Wow. You know, here's, like, you always heard, you know, the stories and the innuendo about what goes on, you know, on the casting couch and everything. But I think that, you know, now we're at a time, we're really truly in the age of Aquarius. We really truly are. In the sense that a lot of shit is, like, a lot of things that have been institutions, that have been, like, mainstays, are going to fall by the wayside. The shit is going to change. There's going to be a lot of upheaval during this age. And we're starting to see signs of it. Like, we really are, especially with this. Like, a lot of people aren't standing for a lot of the status quo anymore.
Yes.
That's real.
With a lot of things. That's why you got a lot of this shit coming out. Like I said, this shit has been going on for ages, you know, since film was invented, you know. Same thing with the music industry. You know, you hear all kind of horror stories about that. Charlie Baltimore tells a story about one record executive who was jacking off in front of her during an interview. I mean, just wild shit.
Yeah.
And these people feel like they can get away with it because that's the way it's always been. And this is the power. I mean, that's the power that they have. We're the ones in the power. Does it sound familiar? But, you know, that's my two cents. But yeah, look for a lot more shit to come out about a lot of people.
Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're not even started, actually. We're in like the opening credits of this movie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
to. No, you good.
I was going to say the two that were perhaps most shocking and maybe shouldn't have been, but they were most shocking to me this week were Louis C.K. and George Takei. Especially George, you know, because he's well known for advocating for LGBT rights and equality and things of that nature. And, you know, granted, the person who said that he was assaulted by him, at least he wasn't underage. There was an age differential, but he was 23 at the time. But it's still like, yo, you can't be like groping folks and, you know, doing that kind of thing. That's not what's up. And then Louis C.K. just like, how is it okay for you to whip your dick out and start jacking off in front of people? And honestly, like, I've had that done to me before.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've had it done to me before.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
I was on the F train in Brooklyn. And it was a guy, I was like 17, 18. It was a guy sitting on the platform. And, like, he just jumped up and just started, like, as the doors are closed, just started beating off.
You know, some people get off on the whole exhibitionism thing. Thank God I've never had anybody, you know, not purposely. One time we were, I was staying up in Cleveland.
I was staying
up in Cleveland at a hotel and walked past the window and the guy was, you know.
That's a little bit different.
That's different.
That's different. He was in his room doing his thug thizzle.
I mean, but he clearly wanted to be seen, but it wasn't.
Yeah, and he's by the window of a hotel.
Yes, but still.
I mean, he wasn't by the window. I mean, he was, but what it was, the way he had his curtain drawn and the way his mirror was set up, he purposely he wanted to be seen. But again, like I said, it wasn't like he, you know, seemed like, hey, you know, you know. But I did date somebody who had that happen walking home from the train station one night. Guy whipped this stuff out and, you know, did his do. But, yeah, it's like, here's my thing. I think people aren't perfect. And I think we're starting to see how a lot of people, what their imperfections really, what levels they go to. I'm not excusing or condoning it. But I think there's levels of this shit. Okay. Like, making maybe an inappropriate comment is wrong. Definitely. But whipping out your dick and like jacking off in front of somebody is like crosses another level, I think. I think that's another threshold, in my opinion.
But you know, the thing is, anybody can make an inappropriate comment. You know,
and
anybody.
Sometimes you can make one without even knowing or feeling that it was inappropriate, like genuinely not knowing it was inappropriate.
I know me and Dr. Tam was talking about this on the way up here. Like, me and her, we can say stuff to each other.
Right.
For example, if there's another woman or somebody else sitting near us and they hear it, they could be offended by it.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, no doubt, yeah.
So you can make a...
You have to be mindful of your environment.
Yeah, exactly.
And your audience. But I think there's a lot of times that things happen, and I'm going to speak from a woman's perspective. There's a lot of times that things happen that you guys, and I don't mean you guys specifically, I mean men, may think is innocuous, and it ends up like really fucking with us. Like, I was talking to Paul about this, you know, the other night about, I had a colleague when I was teaching who, I had shared the news with him that I was going to audition for Jeopardy. Like, I passed the test. I was going to audition for Jeopardy. And so I was going to miss graduation because they were on the same day. And he was like, oh my God, that's so awesome. Give me a hug. And like, I didn't have a problem giving him a hug. That's okay. But then like, he started like leaning in towards my face, like he was going to kiss me. And I was like, no. And I was pulling back and he like kept pulling me closer. And I was like, no. And I literally said, I'm not going to kiss you on the lips. And turned my face, and he still turned his face in the same direction and like kissed me on the lips, even though I just said, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm sure in his mind, it was just like, oh, yay, you know, this is like, we're celebrating.
Well, and no, that's, I mean, that's wrong. Like, if somebody, I mean, again, like, there's level that that's on that level where I feel like
that's you're totally wrong.
Yeah, you're totally wrong. Like that's on Jack. That's on a whipping out your dick, jacking off level to me. Okay,
like I can't imagine you just kissing somebody that you've never even talked about being intimate with.
Anytime just that
out
you,
of the blue like that.
Anytime that you do anything against somebody's will to me is wrong, especially if they specifically state, no, I don't want this. Like, to me, to ever assault, like sexually assault somebody, rape somebody, take it against their will, coercion, you know, under heavy influence, that's like the most despicable thing to me you can ever do to somebody.
Okay. I got you.
Okay.
Possibly to a certain segment of the population, seemingly innocuous. I still believe perhaps in our day and age, we realize how this is a bit more creepy, edging towards like harassment-esque. So, you know, there was a sister, I forgot who she worked for, but there was a sister who talked about meeting Jesse Jackson and John Singleton. Mm-hmm. John Singleton. Thank you.
The director.
Yes, director. Had a brain fart, but hey, it's all good. Yeah, and, you know, she's a woman with some meat on her bones. And both, you know, the Reverend Jesse Jackson and John Singleton, when they met her, they were like, hey, yeah, that's what I'll talk about. That's what I like. And Jesse Jackson was a little grabby filly, like a little, like, let me put my hand on your waist.
And, oh, it's a known fact that Jesse Jackson.
I heard that story, and I was like, hey, man,
I was surprised. No, here's the thing about it. I was not surprised. Definitely not surprised. But there are, you know, motherfuckers out there who are like, what's the big fucking deal? Like, he likes BBWs and he was like letting his appreciation be known. Like, no, you can
appreciate from afar, please.
Again,
please and thank you.
Rape culture. Like that's a part of rape culture. People like really think that it's just okay to do that.
Well, speaking of thinking it's okay to do that, Dr. Tam, what do you think about women on women assault? Do you think that goes underreported?
Yes.
Because I feel like, because I've seen women in clubs. And
I've seen the Players Club.
I've seen they take a little more liberty with another woman.
So I will say, on the one hand, women do allow other women certain liberties that they wouldn't allow men. Like, they might not be as, and of course, this is not all women, so I don't want to hear everybody like, I wouldn't let anyone, I get that. It's not all women. I understand that. But we tend to allow women a little bit more liberties, but there are conversely women who take those liberties a little bit too far and can be a little rapey with their shit. And it can be, I remember one time, and please understand, I was never a quote unquote club rat or someone who spent a lot of time in the club in my 20s. Number one, I really didn't have the self-confidence. And then number two, I didn't have the time like that. I was in school. But that being said, there was one time that I went and was chilling, and there was this woman there who was like trying really hard to pick me up, and I was not attracted to her in any way, shape, or form, but she was like really creepy. And she did not touch me. She never like mushed her body on me or anything like that, but just like the way that she was staring at me, that she was making comments to like comments that I said, but I wasn't even talking to her. I was talking to other people around me, and I didn't even know who the hell she was. And it was just really, really weird. And I don't know if she thought that she could do that because she was also a woman.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not bringing up women on women sexual harassment to excuse anything. Anything or anybody's listening, excuse what the men are doing. I didn't want to make it sound like women do it too, but I always wanted to do a lot of that stuff between the same sex gets overlooked when we're talking about sexual harassment. For example, Terry Crews tells a story about an executive that was extremely inappropriate with him. And at that time, it was either walk out or just not eat.
Angry black man. Right.
You know, or if you went off on him, angry black man goes off on a white executive and, like, you know, stuff like that can land him in jail or whatever. So it's just a question of how much of that goes not spoken about.
I don't think it happens as much. I don't think it's like straight women obviously doing things to other straight women, although it could potentially happen. I'm not dismissing that in any way, shape, or form. But I tend to hear about it more among lesbian communities, possibly like bisexual mixing with lesbian communities. I was talking to a friend of mine on Twitter the other day, and she was saying there was this girl that she doesn't deal with anymore. She's like, this girl is a serial harasser. Like, she'll act like she's a femme online, and she'll con other femmes like out of their nudes, and then she like shares them with other lesbians and like talks about them and stuff like that. And like, that's harassment. Like, if a dude did that, we'd be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Right.
And she's doing the same thing. That's like pretty fucked up. But no one's outing her, you know what I mean? Like that.
Well, speaking of being in a fucked up situation, what's up with the bald kid? What's up with the bald kid, the second one? The one that's not...
One that doesn't look like a Neanderthal.
Who probably isn't a good basketball player.
He doesn't?
All
them kids is ugly to me, man.
They all look like...
He's the only semi-normal looking one. I was talking about this the other day. They all look like
the Geico caveman.
Not cool.
The oldest one and the youngest one, they really look like some Cro-Magnon. I shouldn't say that. It's not very nice.
It's almost like he had a family full of Austin Rivers, dog. Like,
oh, bitch.
The Lakers have Austin Rivers at point guard. Holy shit.
The clone.
Oh, God. 2.0.
Mm-hmm. He shoots worse than Austin Rivers.
Oh, a lot worse than Austin.
Although he did have a triple-double last night.
And we still lost.
And you guys did lose 98-90. But he was the youngest NBA player to a triple-double. Beat LeBron's record.
Nice. But back to... that's his name?
LiAngelo.
He gets caught shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
Not in Cali. Not on Rodeo Drive. Mm-mm. Not in Miami. Not on Fifth Avenue.
Not even in a U.S.-friendly country like Canada.
Great Britain.
I was going to say England. France. Nah. This nigga does this shit in China.
Communist.
Where they're not exactly the friendliest to black people to begin with.
They're definitely not friendly to criminals.
Right. So combine the two, and I can't see this going well for him, even if he's like lighter than P.
What if he gets caned?
They don't do that in China. That's in Malaysia.
That's in Singapore.
You don't think China won't just... You don't think China won't pull out the cane, just the bamboo stick, just the poop point?
The
bamboo stick.
I can't with you.
Get that nigga 30 lashes.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Baby, lucky if they'll cut his hand off or something. Listen, like that.
I'm like, hold up. See, here's the thing about it. Like, I recall, and granted, this was over 20 years ago, but I know when I was in high school and we went places for track meets or basketball tournaments, one of the things they told us, do not steal shit. Not that we had a history of stealing shit. I didn't go to a ghetto-ass high school.
Bullshit.
But you... I'm shut right. The fuck up. But you always had one or two knuckleheads who were gonna do some stupid shit. gonna do something really fucking stupid. Hell, Ray Carruth, which should have been a harbinger of things to come, but hell, he got arrested for shoplifting something when they went to Disneyland or something like that. So that being said, yeah, we would kind of get instructions on like how to conduct yourself, like basically don't embarrass us. Did they not have these conversations before we went to fucking China? Like from LA, isn't that like a goddamn 10 to 12 hour flight? We couldn't have this discussion at any fucking time on the plane.
Listen, I went to, when I went to Howard, my freshman year, I went to Howard. My father called me and we talked before, you know, I moved into my dorm or whatever. Well, after I moved into my dorm, he talked to me and he said, and I quote, "This is not your hood. Don't go down there and get the acting a fool and get your head split the fuck open." LeAngelo should have got that talk from UCLA, from his fucking father.
From his daddy. Exactly. From his father.
Like,
that's who that like, conversation should have came from.
People who go to prison in China wake up with their organs harvested. Like, you don't want to be in that situation.
That's not funny.
Yes, it is. You don't want to be in that situation when a nigga in a white coat walking through your fucking your cell block pointing out niggas to go get their fucking livers pulled out or hearts pulled out to shop on the black market. Like,
I don't think you wake up with your heart missing.
Yeah, you don't. That's the point.
You could wake up with your liver because your liver, like, it regenerates.
The point of it is, you don't want to wake up missing some shit. And in China, they're okay with you waking up missing some shit.
I mean, here's the only silver lining that comes out of this is the fact that for once in a very long time, that in recent memory, LeVar Ball has had to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Like,
nigga's been silencio.
I mean, that is the only, I guess, because
you know that nigga's back at home pacing.
Because the lawyers told him how the Chinese get down. You say some shit that pissed them off, you're never seeing your kid again.
You know, Tina's at home hearing all types of rants that LeVar can't say on the mic. Like, he's pacing in a room with things he wishes he could say in public, but wants to get his son back in the United States.
And look, the United States came and bullied China into giving them back because guess what? Their military is just as strong and they got over a billion motherfuckers that's about it.
But here's the funny part about it. Isn't Trump over there? Isn't he in Asia? Not that I'm saying the president should advocate for, you know, motherfucker.
You know damn well Trump
ain't going to advocate for him.
Because the Chinese be like, nigga, please.
And he's mixed? Oh, hell no. Boys, his base will have his head. The fuck?
See, at least LeAngelo's got some homie-dos. He's not there alone. You know what I'm saying? Because there's two of the motherfuckers that got caught with him.
It's just three motherfuckers about to get their organs harvested.
I'm just saying, like, at least they're he has company. They're trying to see company. Which one
flips first.
You know what?
I'm gonna keep it real. I give a nigga up.
I don't think I want to do jail in China. I don't care how long the sentence is.
I could do American prison, but I'm not sure I'm about that Asian prison life, dog. Or that Middle East prison life. Like,
right.
I saw Midnight Express.
I mean, if it was Japan, that'd be one thing.
I'm not about that Asian prison life because.
I'm not about prison life, period, personally.
I'm not down with sitting in a cell with the Yakuza. So
my thing is, I wouldn't put myself in a position where I got to drop dime on somebody anyway.
There's also that.
First and foremost. But, it just might get ugly.
He's going to get caned.
See, he's going to get caned?
He's going to get caned.
I'm telling you, they don't do that.
They're going to make it up just to stick it to the U.S. They remember what the Dream Team did in the Olympics in 08.
You know what?
And he's a basketball player? Oh, he's about to get all that work.
You don't think they'd try to, like, brainwash him into just staying there and playing on a Chinese team?
Well, shit, he's going to have to play there anyway. He's not going to play in the NBA.
Oh my God, I almost spit out my water.
He's
not gonna play in the
NBA. He's gonna have to be there anyway.
Because he said it right when I was thinking it. Look.
That's so terrible.
Look. LeVar Ball is already, that's why he's in China. Go ahead. See if you can sell this big baller brand somewhere.
You know what? And that's another thing. Like, don't they sell their shoes for like $499 a pair?
Ain't nobody buy that shit.
Well, now you see why, man. You think it's so poor. You got to go and try to shoplift that. Louis Vuitton and Gucci.
He's going to end up playing in North Korea.
Oh, no. No, not North Korea.
He's not as good as his older brother, and his older brother is not amazing.
Talking about Lonzo?
Yeah. Lonzo's going to be a good basketball player.
Lonzo's going to be a great basketball player. Once he develops a shot,
I wouldn't go great.
I think he's going to be great.
Nigga said Kerry Kittles is going to be great, too.
Kerry Kittles
is going to be great, too.
Bitch.
Kerry Kittles came out of college with at least a jumper, though.
This is true. This is true.
But no, I really feel like if they can work on his mechanics, he'll be all right as far as his shooting.
Can they work on his acne?
You know what? Now see, if we were going in about a woman and her facial features and everything like that, you'd be calling us all kind of chauvinist pigs.
It depends on who the woman is.
I'm joking.
I know you are.
What do you mean it depends on who the woman is? It's still wrong.
You are absolutely correct, but I readily admit that sometimes my feminist signal is
I can't wait to get these Amy Schumer jokes off.
See, and that's the bitch that my feminist signal is just not as strong for.
She plays point guard for Duke. Like... She looked just like Greg Paulus.
Head cheerleader for Duke.
She looked just like Greg Paulus.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Look at the pictures of them next to each other.
Wow.
If Greg Paulus like gained 30 pounds around the cheeks, same person.
You know what's crazy is like, yeah, I'd be like, fuck Duke everything because it's Duke. But like, I've actually always appreciated, and I know you're going to be like, Tam, what are you saying? But I've always appreciated some of the women players that have come out of Duke, like Alana Baird and Monique Curry. I met Monique Curry one time. I was pregnant, so it was 2012. I was like, oh, wow, I'm talking to her. I did have to let her know, you know, that I say fuck Duke on a regular because fuck Duke. But I did also let her know that I respected her game and she's an awesome player. See, you're giving it thumbs down. You're like, no.
No props.
Never, never, ever. Never. Not even Alana Beard.
Nope.
Wow.
No props.
None ever.
No. She went to Duke.
That is true.
She knew what she accepted when she signed down. When she signed on.
You're right. You so right.
Ain't no love in the city.
Ain't no love.
I was just thinking about that song. But yes, I get what you're saying. Trip. I can't argue with your life.
D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Stay strong, brother. Stay strong.
And don't drop the soap.
Hope you learn how to say keep it out my ass in Chinese, doc.
What? What? First off, do they give soap in Chinese prison?
I think so. I think of a Chinese prison, homemade soap from ash and fat or whatever. They had to make it themselves. But I'm pretty sure they give
themselves. When I think of a Chinese prison, I think of some warehouse. Some dirty warehouse structure.
That's like kept at 80 wall, degrees.
Like, or a cave. I think of a cave prison. Like, a nigga sleeping on the floor and shit. Like, you know, no toilet.
You do realize that every age, anybody who's Asian who's listening right now is
probably offended as fuck.
Is probably writing to people and having a petition going around right now.
Not everybody like the Chinese though. So
they try to have classic droppers.
Not everybody like the Chinese.
If you want to make them feel better, we can just talk about how fuck up American prisons are because they're not that bad.
Yeah.
I'd just rather be an American one. I'm sorry. I'm going homegrown with this one.
I just feel closer to home.
Yeah.
It just feels better.
If anything, for the language, so you can at least understand what they're saying to you.
I don't want to be in a place where a nigga might harvest my organs, dog. Like, I'm kind of dead ass on this one.
I'm going to need for you to stop saying that they harvest organs.
It was a big deal like 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
They used to talk about that all the time.
Who's they?
Walls, people. Shit. No, like, you know, you just be walking around, like, at Howard, you just be walking around in Douglas, and you might see the wall, and it has, like, flyers to come protest this. Go to D.C. to protest the organ harvesting or go to like this random shit.
Are we sure it wasn't the Russians?
Nah, the Russians wasn't hacking us at this moment.
That we know of.
No, I don't think the Russians. Clinton was there while I was an undergrad. I don't think the Russians was hacking us. But the point is, like, a lot of these prisons around the world it's really on some of the strongest survive type shit. Like, some grown man hunger games. Like,
he said grown man hunger games. May the odds forever be.
And I'll take a bullet in the head before I do time in Russia.
Oh, nigga. Man.
There's a lot of things that I would take a bullet in the head to before I do them in Russia. Like, just, you know, Russia's not that friendly to the black folks. I mean, they've gotten better over the years, but they're still not.
They're not friendly to criminals either.
You know,
Hey, I don't know, because, like, have you seen their, like, goddamn administration? Look who their president is.
You know, the lead singer of the group, Pussy Riot, spent time in Russian prison.
That she did?
She did?
Yeah.
She enjoyed experience?
No, but just, you know, food for thought.
There's a story behind it?
I mean,
you know, they
can we tell it off air, right?
Not one that I'm interested to tell it right now, but
oh, okay.
And on top of that, like, y'all have journalism backgrounds, and we know that journalists in Russia have a habit of not being able to do their jobs anymore.
Jail? No, shit. Jail would be an upgrade for journalists in Russia.
Man.
You just got to know what to report. You got to make Putin look good often.
Always.
That's it's pretty simple to me.
Work.
It's a very easy thing to do.
You house nigga, you.
You see, like, prison in Siberia? That doesn't sound fun at all, does it?
Do they still have gulags?
Probably. There's probably some 90-year-old Nazi working in one of them.
Does the CIA still have black sites?
Oh, I'm sure.
All right, chill.
We on air, dog.
I didn't say anything. Wait, yes, I did. But it's okay.
It'd be three new hosts next week.
Ransom notes and shit.
Okay. I gotta get my Joe Budden on.
Oh no!
Ubiquitous. That was ubiquitous. Budden gave his man up on air, dog.
Did he? When did this happen?
It was a while ago, right before we started the podcast.
What were they talking about?
Downloading.
Yeah, downloading pirating
the box. It was a boxing match they were talking about. Yeah. No, it was Jay-Z's new album.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's not me pirating, that's... And he looked into the screen.
Oh my God. Man. You know what? Aside from Pump It Up, I realized, and I feel like we've had this conversation before, but like, I don't really know any Joe Budden movie songs.
Joe Budden is actually a dope ass rapper.
That's what I heard. Like,
dope. He's dope.
He's a very...
You know what? You have to listen to Slaughterhouse.
Mm.
It's a super group. It's Joe Budden.
I heard Mood Music or one of his mixtapes.
Mood Music, yeah.
The second one, like, I heard that shit was pretty awesome.
Oh yeah.
He's a dope artist. I just can't name more than two songs from Joe Budden.
Yeah. Like I said, I know most of his stuff with Slaughterhouse.
Sorry, Joe.
Nah, I mean, we still giving him his props. I mean, he's still, and that's the thing, like, a lot of cats who are really dope, like, artists and lyrically and everything, they don't get a lot of shine.
And they got personality issues. No, I'm sorry.
He does. No, he's definitely a sociopath.
Yeah, he's an OC
nigga.
Oh,
he's not a sociopath.
He's an OC nigga for real, dog.
I'm about to say, have you ever seen this dude in action?
I know that he can be very critical of things. He's not, like, seriously.
He's not sociopathic to the point of, like, you know, mass murdering people or anything like that, or, like, you know, Donald Trump. But he's definitely got a lot of personality, character issues. Like, they just go beyond quirks. Like, he's got issues. But I fucks with Budden, though. Like, I love Budden. I love his whole style. Like, I can't be that way, personally.
Yeah.
He seems like he... It's hard for him to be happy. You ever met those people like that, where it just... It's difficult for them to be happy. Like they always find something to be critical about.
Do I?
Yeah. And I know I've been like that in the past, so I'm kind of speaking from experience. Like, social work has definitely helped me be a better person in terms of being able to positively reframe things and, like, not look at things so gloomily or whatever. But, yeah, he seems like it's hard for him to not be critical.
He has to find his happy place.
It seems like he doesn't really have a happy place, though. Or even his happy place is kind of shaded.
I was about to say, his happy place is, like, dark, still gray.
Yeah.
His happy place might be being miserable. Some people are okay with being miserable.
But being miserable is fucking exhausting.
It is. It is.
So, huh?
It is. I agree.
Oh, I thought you were questioning that. I'm like, God, like, it no.
Is? No, it is. I agree. My apologies.
So, like, I understand what you're saying, that perhaps that is the place where he is most comfortable, and there are indeed people like that, but what I'm saying is that is still an exhausting-ass place to be comfortable in.
I mean, some niggas' happy place is being kicked in the nuts by a chick in high heels. Like, oh...
I think that's different, though.
Yes, mistress. It's not my happy place, but at all. Man.
You know, and I got to give a shout out for Dom. I got to give a shout out to dominatrices, whatever, because it's just hard for me to imagine, like, dressing up and, like, basically making a motherfucker be my slave. Like, and I say this as someone who can be an aggressive ass, like, order somebody around type chick, but, like, I still can't foresee myself being a dominatrix. Like, so I give those people props to be able to, like,
I'm intrigued with the whole male submission thing. I'm not intrigued, like, I want to try it, because
you know,
I'm,
you want to try it.
No, I'm way too much you know, I'm way too much the alpha male for that.
I know, I'm fucking with you.
You know, there's a transition of power. You're interested in the transition of power. No, I'm interested in how they're able to, you know, I guess because the way that society, you know, views masculinity and everything, and how mm-hmm. they're able to so freely give up that, really, for all sakes and purposes, masculinity.
Well, you know what? Like, and this is, again, where I recognize areas where I have to check myself. I get the idea that I get the feeling that men who like to be dominated are, like, have little penises. I don't know why. I have no idea why I think that. There is no reason to think that. I have no evidence of that. And I recognize that part of that is probably tied to some idea of emasculation or diminished masculinity, which, again, is fucked up in its own right. These are things that I recognize that I have to check within myself. I get that. But at least I can admit them, and that is the first step.
Well, look at you, just self-reflection. All that therapy is paying off, isn't
Yay!
It? Yay! You just kept funneling me right there. No, I'm just playing.
Like, so, like, I get the idea that there's probably a number of men who visit a dominatrix who, in their regular life, they're in positions of power, like they're CEOs or presidents of companies or things like that. But I still imagine all those dudes have little dicks.
I find that a lot of women who enjoy being dominated, you know, being submissive, are in the same vein.
They're I was about to say that.
Yep, they're usually women who are used to, in their everyday lives, being, you know, either
in charge.
Yeah, exactly. Being the breadwinner, or being, you know, the person in charge at work, or in some way they're domineering in one aspect that they just want to give up that control.
And I think that's what it is. That it gets exhausting after a while, always having to think for everybody.
But I also think, and this is not to sound sexist or chauvinistic or anything like that, but I think that it's more in a woman's nature to kind of be in that role, I think. To feel in that feminine vein, I guess. I guess the same way I felt about the masculinity.
It's nurture.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I think that we're socialized. We're socialized. Like, and it reminds me of a comment that I saw on Twitter, but it's also a comment that's been made in discussions, not that I've had with you guys, but it has to do with, look at how we're socialized to look at sex. We're still socialized to look at sex as something that happens to a woman. Like, and look at, like, the terminology that we have. She was fucked. I did this to her. Trust me, it's still.
No, I feel what you're saying. I think, yeah, common in general, yes, I feel
what like, you're because we
personally,
are,
I don't feel like that.
I get what you're saying. Personally, you don't feel like that. Yeah. But like socially, in a grand scheme of things, we're socialized to look at sex as something that happens
women. But you also have to understand biologically, it's the woman that's being penetrated as well. There's a lot of psychology that goes along with that. There is.
And into that vein, into that same conversation, we tend to look at men who might be bi or might be gay, and we tend to look at them as more feminine because now
less masculine
because sex is happening to them now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, sex, like, this to be the bottom in a relationship, sex happened to you.
Right.
So,
it goes to that penetration thing again.
Yeah. It's something that happened to you, and that's still kind of fucked up. Like, that's something that we have to examine if we choose, like, I feel the three of us are pretty enlightened. Of course, we could always be more enlightened, but I feel we're pretty enlightened. And in the grand scheme of things, the vast majority of motherfuckers are not going to take the time to think about, wow, that is something that we do. We look at the person and the receptive position of sex as this is being done to you, not with you or
for you.
For you. This is being done to you. And it also, like, reminds me, and I feel like I've mentioned this to you, we have a lot of very violent terminology when it comes to sex.
You know what's
funny? You know, you and I had that conversation in the car driving home, but we do have a lot of violent terminology towards sex. Well, smash, slash.
Well, I was about to say, I mean,
beat up,
cut up,
but cut up.
One of my personal favorites.
Got up in them guts. What else? Like, there's just some slammed,
blazed.
There's some
a lot of colloquialisms, but if you think about it, but if you think about it though, I mean, the actual, again, this goes to the actual act of sex, like in its physical form, is a violent act. It is.
I mean, yeah.
Ladies, I make love with you. I make love with you, ladies.
I'm gonna keep it real.
I fuck. I touch. I caress. I do well, all that, ladies.
Well.
I love how I have two different perspectives.
And I cook breakfast.
People, they're literally sitting on opposite sides of me. Like, Ty is on my left and Ubiquitous is on my right. And, like, you have one who's like, yes, I make love with
gift
you.
Baskets. Word to Derek
Jeter. I'm giving you the Derek Jeter treatment. Like, and this one's over here like, oh, fuck. I'll be fucking.
Gift basket.
Like, Tim's on.
Nigga, hat turn
to the back.
Bitch, whatever.
That's me.
Ladies, gift baskets. You can't even beat that shit.
Next is gonna talk about where he runs bubble baths and like gives
lays massages. Lays rose petals on the bed. Ty, you cry for the pussy, don't you?
Jelly beans and all that. Jelly beans in the gift basket. Everybody loves jelly beans. You gotta be a terrorist not to like jelly beans.
I know someone who doesn't like jelly beans.
Gummy worms.
Yes.
Nah. It's gelatin in that shit, man.
She be alright.
A swine. I ain't feeding her no swine.
You can find kosher.
Yeah, they're made out of bees. They're made out of beeswax. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, is that a bad thing?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, like, dude, don't you have to look for the U or the K on there to make sure it's kosher?
It's a K for kosher. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I be knowing. I'm smart. I'm culturally aware.
But yeah. The act of sex is a violent
act in and of itself. So
it doesn't have to be.
If it's good, it does. I'm sorry. Most women that I have experience with, like, I mean, you know what it is? I think there are different moods and moments. I think sometimes, yes. You know, some women, you know, sometimes they do want to be held and caressed and act like that. Most of the time at least the women that I've known, they want to be.
In certain moods, though. In certain moods. Sometimes
a lot of women want the aftercare.
Yeah.
But they still wanted, you know, the actual act to be, like, intense, you know?
And this is what I'm
Okay, we can move on.
We will, but let me just say this. One of the funniest colloquialisms that we have for sex that's hilarious to me.
Rattle?
No. Hunching.
Hunching?
Oh, that was when we were little kids.
I was about to say, hunching wasn't even really sex, so that was like... That was like humping up against
the wall. Yeah, they were humping.
I understand that.
I'm telling.
I understand that. But please also understand that in this day and age, there are some people who use the term hunching as a colloquialism for fucking. And it's just hilarious to me because every time they say that, I just see this like old man who's trying to be young. And when I say old, I don't mean old. He's probably like 55, 60. And he has on a wife beater and a hat to the back, and he's got like some 23-year-old chick bent over a kitchen counter, and he's just like jackrabbiting her. And that's what I think every time I think of her.
What the hell is wrong with you?
That's crazy, man.
Like, really?
And that was a lot more detailed than I probably
And now everyone else is going to have that in their head.
Yeah, I didn't need that imagery. Thanks.
It's going to be a hard ride home, man.
Hard being optimistic. I'm kidding.
That's going to be a tough ride home, man. I'm not. No.
Wow. I personally am a fan of the word crushing.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Keep crushing.
Oh, I'm crushed.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the least violent one is stroking, but then on the flip, you can also think of, like, someone getting their ass whipped with a belt. It's like,
you can't say
these strokes.
You can't, but stroking, you can't say that unless you really
stroked
her. Like, you can't.
Yeah, that is
right,
true. Not everyone can say, hell, a lot of motherfuckers can't say that, real talk. But
I was stroking, and only lasted, like, 30 seconds. Like,
right. Or you can't be like, I was stroking, like, nigga, your shit's 5 inches long. Sorry, no. You can't stroke with 5 inches. I don't give a fuck what you say.
It's the motion in the ocean. It's not the size of the boat.
Yes. Uh-huh. Sure. But you do understand that, like, if a craft is too small, it really shouldn't be out on the ocean, right?
You know what? I'm starting to get very uncomfortable with these conversations. I'm going to report you all to HR.
You know what?
CSPN have HR?
You will be getting that email soon enough.
They'll be holding training seminars.
You know what?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to make light of sexual harassment or anything like that. It really is. We're having fun. This is what we do. Shit.
But wait, no. Let me tell you what's really ironic about that, because one of the people we didn't mention the one of the people who
we can't get in that.
Okay.
We can't get into that. That's, it's still ongoing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you?
I wasn't going to name any names.
What's wrong with you niggas? What's wrong with you? You niggas are crazy.
I'm not going to say nothing.
God damn. No. But,
I wasn't going to say any names.
Damn, out here dry snitching.
Did you talk about the that ball that y'all were talking about to me earlier?
What?
That bourbon ball shit? Did we talk about that already?
We was kind of about to get into it.
We were going to get into that, but then let's not have any cease and desist orders being sent to us, so.
Oh, is it like that? It's on that level?
Yeah.
Damn. We'll talk about you. We'll tell you after the show's over.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah.
But that
one thing we haven't talked about. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But that does go into the fact of we talked about with the Hollywood execs, like, keep your fucking hands to yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's what it Stop. Is. Yeah.
Like, cut it out, motherfucker. You know better.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of keeping your hands to yourself, you should really keep your hands to yourself if you are a 32-year-old man and you are around a 14-year-old girl. Hi, Roy Moore. How you doing?
Punk bitch.
So, in case you are not aware, which I highly doubt, I'm pretty sure, like, a good majority of our audience is up on current events, but Roy Moore...
No, that's a lot of ignorant motherfuckers, too.
Okay. Roy Moore is a former Alabama Supreme Court justice, and I'll say former because he's been removed from the Supreme Court of Alabama twice! Dos tiempos. But that being said... dos veces. But that being said, yeah, he is the Republican candidate for the open Senate seat down in Alabama. Well, yeah, technically it's held by Luther Strange right now, but he lost the Republican nomination. And so Roy Moore won it. And he, what was it, three, four women, who, now grown women,
mm-hmm.
have come out and said that when they were in their teens back in the 70s, Roy Moore, like, hit on them, like, took them out. And one young lady was 14 when Roy was 32 and said that he gave her alcohol and had her dressed down to her bra and panties and touched her over her bra and panties and had him touch her over his tidy whities, his Homer Simpson da-dum-da-dums. So, in case you didn't know, that is sexual assault. And then you have an additional charge of sexual assault, at least in the state of Maryland, it'd be sexual assault in the third or fourth degree because it involves a minor. But the justifications that these motherfuckers are coming out with, well, first, of course, you gotta have the standard, oh, these women are lying and this is a Democratic, like, conspiracy to try to, like, sling mud at the last minute. But none of these women are Democratic. They've all voted Republican and they didn't go, like, searching out to tell their stories. Like, someone had heard rumors and innuendos and, like, came and found them. And even Moore is, like, one of Moore's former colleagues, former GOP colleagues, is like, yeah, it's kind of known that in his 30s he was dating high school girls. Like, that was his thing.
Here's the thing, and being somebody who lived, I mean, and I don't mean to stereotype the South in any way, shape, or form.
But you're about to, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
No, but seriously, in all seriousness, it's not older dudes and younger chicks, younger women, or girls, put it on out there, girls. It's not frowned upon as much as it is outside of the Deep South. Mm. That's being real. Like, at least that's been my experience down there. Yeah. What I saw down there, it's almost kind of like not accepted,
but it's like,
yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, the worst kept secret, so to speak.
Do you see that to be, and understand this. Let me say that what you're saying is not surprising to me. I'm not saying that at all. And let me also say that, like, I still remember an experience that I had, and granted, I was not a teenager at the time. I was, like, in my early 20s, but, like, this 70-year-old man hit on me in church in Ohio. Like, he was, like, really on some, like, trying to take me out shit. I'm like, I'm 23.
But even that's different. You're still grown.
No,
you're
and
still
I grown understand woman. That. I understand that. But what I'm saying is this. When I told my grandmother that, she was like, oh, shit, I'm surprised it didn't happen earlier than that. Meaning that she would have probably expected something like that to happen in my teenage years. And unfortunately, that's not really surprising.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, we already know, and we've not too much talked about on this show, but I know we've talked about on various social media platforms about, like, older dudes, like, coming to the high schools and picking up on basically R. Kelly's. Yeah. Basically R. Kelly's. Yeah. So we know those motherfuckers exist. We do know that. But what we don't see is those motherfuckers running for goddamn Senate and folks being like, oh, I'd still rather vote for a pedophile than a Democrat because at least pedophiles only screw kids, but Democrats screw everybody.
Yeah, that's wild.
Which someone did tweet. Someone did type that and hit that send button on Twitter.
You gotta talk to somebody before you hit the send button.
Please understand, Ubiquitous just blinked real fucking hard.
I hate people.
5 times when I said that to him.
I hate people. I really do. Like, people make it easy to hate them. People wonder why I'm a hermit. Like, seriously.
You like us and we're people.
Yeah, but y'all don't count though.
We're vetted.
Yeah, exactly. You've been.
We went through extreme vetting, like Donald Trump.
Y'all pledged. Yeah. Y'all, you know, so y'all are down. Y'all are down. You know, y'all are in my inner circle.
Aww. You know, I feel nice. So special. I have a warm, tingly feeling inside.
I don't.
My nipples are hard.
Wow.
I'm kidding. They're not. They're not.
But like, in all seriousness, like, I've really been considering just like totally. Ditching social media from a personal standpoint. I mean, professionally and everything like that, you know, do what I gotta do. But personally, I haven't been feeling people lately.
I feel that.
That's understandable.
And it's shit like, it's shit like that. Like, shit's just getting out of control. It really is. It's like people's ideologies are just really just running amok. They really are. And I personally am just kind of getting fed up with it.
People can be overwhelming. What you just said, I shouldn't be like parroting you, but maybe overwhelming wasn't the word that I was going to say. Maybe exhausting is the better word.
It is.
Like having to deal with different people's energy and vibrations that can be a bit exhausting. I find people wanting to kind of unload a lot of their problems on me, whether they know I'm a social worker or not. Like, and 9 times out of 10, they don't know that I'm a social worker, but I think something about me says like, hey, let me like tell you this, and they'll tell me like some real traumatic ass shit, and then like I'm like, wow,
it's the cedar cut.
I'm sorry. You must want a big ass bruise on your chin when I fucking kick you.
That wasn't meant as a diss, I promise. I really do promise it wasn't.
You do realize I am flexible enough to kick you in the face, right?
I do.
Speaking of skulls, let me tell you about Skull Candy. Skull Candy makes the best headphones, earbuds, and gaming headsets with lifetime warranties. Skull Candy produces many types of audio accessories, including headphones, sports earbuds, Xbox gaming headsets, PlayStation gaming headsets, DJ headphones, iPod headphones, and MP3 headphones. And I thought they all just connected to the same damn thing. Who knew? And now for the listeners of the Rock Solid Radio Show, Skull Candy offered free standard shipping on your order. To help keep our podcast free, order from Skull Candy by going to cpn.us.
CPN?
CSPN. CSPN. Hey, yo. The monitor is far back as fuck.
And you know he's old, so he can't see shit.
CSPN.us. That's CSPN.us. Then clicking on the Keep Our Podcast Free link. Click on the Skull Candy banner and then shop for high quality audio accessories with free standard shipping. And that is all.
Thank you, Digga. That was stupendous. Loved it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Do it today.
Miracle. There's something inherently wrong with the both of you. I just want to let you know that.
Oh yeah, I never denied that. We both.
But I still, you know, allow myself to play with you every weekend, so y'all niggas should feel blessed.
I'm about to say everybody knows I'm a head case. we should feel blessed, nigga.
I take all the right medication, so I'm fine.
Did they finally find the right combination for you?
Nah.
But you just said, okay.
I said I take all of mine. I didn't say I take the right ones.
Oh,
no, wow. I'm so, she's talking about we should feel blessed. I think next week somebody should forget to pick their ass up.
Oh, that's
how we gonna do this.
Guy. No, don't be like that. You know, I'm just kidding with you.
You know, I love you.
I love you like a play cousin.
It could be always a two-man show. It can always be. Two of us.
Aw, come on, guy. You know you love my feminine wiles. And I have boobs.
Well, I mean, you know, it doesn't hurt, man. It doesn't hurt your case or anything. Just saying.
I mean, you know I married a woman, so I see.
I do see boobs every day, though. Yeah, but this is true. This is true.
That doesn't mean anything.
It boobs means a lot.
Variety of boobs are awesome. Various boobs. Variety is the spice of life. And I believe the same thing when it comes to titties.
We covered this last week.
Yes, we did.
Yes, titties. Long live the titties.
Titties are awesome.
Hey, yo. Y'all got anything else for this week?
I think the Raiders have a bye this week. Don't the Raiders have a bye this week.
Nobody gives a shit.
Don't
not me. About the Las Vegas Raiders.
We're in Las Vegas right now, bitch.
Hampton, we coming.
Yes.
For that ass.
Dig it, dig it, dig it.
And on that note, y'all, once again, broadcasting live from the, well, not live, you know, it's recorded and shit, but broadcasting from the Rock House, it's your boy Ubiquitous speaking for Dr. Tam Ty Digger.
Peace.
Weezam.